Chris Bond.
Oh, you're kidding me.
September.
Kyle Lafferty.
Are you joking me?
Is that right?
I know.
Is that right? Anybody else?
Leash, was it?
Like, that is one of the most stupid questions.
Darius Vassell?
Seriously, you all need to just stay quiet. This is getting really annoying doing this quiz.
What is going on here?
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome along to the shoutiest segment on Irish radio. It's the scintillating, it's the stupefying, it's the splendido crappy quiz. Every Friday, we pit three of team off the ball up against each other in our quiz of sporting factoids at the end of the week.
No holds barred.
What?
No holds barred.
It is holds barred sometimes. Especially if the questions are kind of forgiving. So holds are barred. So I left out no holds barred this week.
What are holds? Holds are...
It's a WWE
Different
wrestling. No hold is barred.
All right.
You can do whatever type of hold you want.
Not specific to WWE or WWF. I presume it's like it predates all that. It feels like an old-time expression. Right?
Yeah. Well, there you go.
I wasn't aware of that.
So certain holds will be barred throughout the course of this quiz. Allow me to welcome tonight's contestants.
I'm a bit shook, isn't he?
He sounds a bit shook, yeah. I'm a bit shook myself.
Yeah.
You're a bit shook.
So are you, Ger.
Why? Jeez. I'm not shook at all.
I'm shook from the off-air conversation that was thrown my way in the moments we just come on air.
Come on, to be fair now, give our viewers and listeners a reference as to what you're talking about.
Okay, so last week, Tommy Rooney...
No, in terms of being wrecked, really being sort of a bit shook.
Just a hard day's work. Is Friday evening. I've been here since 5 a.m. in the office. It's 6 a.m. this morning.
You've been in Portugal for the week. You went to a Champions League game. The first half was good. Second half might have been all right.
Yeah.
It was generally just the things.
Yeah. It was good. It was good, good hard working week.
That's what we're looking at?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh. Yeah. Let's get to the real issue.
Owen's had more YouTube views this week than he's ever had in his life. Has had retweets from higher followed accounts than has ever happened in his life before.
I wasn't aware of that.
Has also had the most comments on his YouTube videos ever of all time.
So I've heard, but I don't deal with comments.
You don't look at comments.
I block out the haters.
Well, it's a good testing ground, right, for what's ahead over the next couple of months.
With what?
In terms of high-level interaction.
There's always been high-level interaction around me, Adrian, and you know that.
Really?
Yes.
How many Twitter followers do you have?
3,000. It's not enough.
High-level.
Did Jameel Hills retweet catch anything?
Jamel.
She's got 1.1 million followers, and I think I picked up a good two.
Okay.
So I was really proud of that.
Yeah.
And they were both Web Summit accounts that were kind of fake accounts, I felt. But, every follower is real to me.
When you're not Tony McGregor's head off, though, it's going to go... Followers are going to go through the roof, I think.
Well, yeah. I'm not sure why followers would want to follow such a violent beast like me when I become that violent beast. But anyway, each to their own. Shall we welcome tonight's contestants? Let's do that. Our first contestant tonight is Team OTB's resident trendy millennial. This week, he learned some really trendy, cool millennial things at Web Summit in Portugal. He learned about this hip new website called Twitter. He found that everything can be done on your phone now. And he even discovered that some media organisations put much of their content online on the internet.com. He's the Meath hillbilly, Tommy Rooney.
Hello.
What did you learn?
What did I learn? What did I learn? I learned a lot, yeah. A lot of what you said.
Did you actually go to any of Web Summit, or was it just dip in? And
didn't have time. We were recording interviews, running around.
What's Portuguese beer?
Sagres.
Sagres, yeah.
Yeah, we did get to see some Sagres.
Nice.
Yeah. It's pretty much just Heineken, though.
It gets nicer after the 6 pint.
The other one...
My favourite drink was the margaritas we got. I got the glass.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought it was sugar on the side of the glass.
Super Bock, I'm told.
Super Bock.
Or by JP.
I thought it was sugar at the side of the glass, so I went straight for the sugar. But it was chili and salt. So burned them out myself.
So you had to get deep into Super Bock after that.
Yeah.
Good.
That was it.
Well, good to hear you were busy anyway, lads. Fair play.
That was the Wednesday night.
Good week's
we had a
work.
Flight the next morning.
Oh, so, look, like, Tommy, my heart bleeds for you.
We were all back in the hotel early enough. And
that was Wednesday night. That was the night we were at the Champions League game, or was that the night before?
Yeah. Loads of good young players.
What time was it you were having the cocktails at?
About 10 past 10.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, let's...
I'm just trying to work out timelines.
It's kind of an odd sort of line of questioning there, coming from our second contestant, who is a king among the dads of this nation after multiple starring roles in the hugely successful Dadcast. He's become a gigantic celebrity amongst the fatherhood of Ireland. He's been stopped for so many selfies by dads who can barely work their iPhone 5s. He's been asked to sign hundreds of pairs of jocks and has had to kiss dozens of beer bellies of adoring fans. It's not even that funny. I'm laughing. Fatherhood will never be the will never be the same again. Give it up for Adrian, who's your daddy, Barry. I'm not laughing at that intro.
At your own joke.
I know.
I'm not jokes.
Yeah. I'm laughing at the previous conversation. You're very welcome, Adrian.
No, I'm just trying to figure out 10 to 10. Was that what you said?
I actually said 10 past 10.
10 past 10.
Yeah.
Champions League, 7:45. Are there any different time?
Adrian, Champions League games have been kicking off at 8 o'clock this
eight
season.
Eight o'clock.
Okay.
So 8 o'clock, halftime at 7:45.
God, yeah, your maths must be wrong somewhere.
I think there are cocktail bars. Yeah. No, go on. That's fine. I'll continue to work that out in my head there.
We'll bring you up to speed on what happened very shortly. Our final contestant tonight is usually on this side of the desk, but is asked to be placed on the other side of the questions this week. I'm getting sick of my inferiors getting questions wrong, he said this week. With no Dave McIntyre or Nathan Murphy available, this week's quiz might be our first ever stalemate, he complained. Put me in, chief, he told producer JP. I'm the only one that can save this thing now. Give it up for the Athai aardvark, Ger Gilroy.
What are you doing over the side of the table?
I have no idea. I think there's literally not enough bodies left on Friday evening of people willing to do work.
Fair enough.
Show up and appear and, yeah.
Oh, because he wrote the quiz so he can be in the quiz, right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's how things work. As ever, the format is a classic crappy quiz with four questions each after four rounds. The trivia equivalent of a wet evening in Stoke is the rapid fire round, is what that round is called. Podcast the crappy quiz on iTunes, Stitcher, Podcast Addict, or offtheball.com. Give us 5 out of 5.
Did you know you were doing this today? Because it's the first time that I've seen you in about 4 years without any gel in your hair.
I do have gel in my hair.
Oh, it's obviously not working.
Wow, that's I'm really offended by that you would say such a thing about my hair, but you know, it's going to take a couple of weeks to get over this. You know, when I said that the haters don't really get to me, that's really got to me.
See the chat he did on AVB, himself and AVB, the hairstyles are almost exactly the same.
AVB?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You couldn't tell the difference between the two.
The aardvark comment got to you, I think, is what's after happening here.
No, it didn't.
I hate when I'm called an aardvark. It really offends me.
I hate it too.
Okay, anyway, the crappy quiz is available on iTunes, Stitcher, Podcast Addict, or offtheball.com. I forgot, I can't even remember what you just said a moment ago, to be quite honest.
Your hair looks the same as AVB's hair.
Oh yeah, you said that on OTBAM as well this morning. It was good the first time, not as good the second time.
No, I think I said it afterwards actually, but whatever, move on.
Yeah, there we go.
Carry on.
It was 5 out of 5, please. Even if this isn't an enjoyable experience, I know it is so far. And you can also send in any questions you have via postcard to the Crappy Quiz Quizmaster, Off the Ball Towers.
Why is he struggling so much?
Marconi House, Diggs Lane, Dublin 2. No post this week. Talking over another person while they're talking doesn't necessarily
deduction of point. He's
good radio.
Jesus.
You're doing it again. But let's continue to have this thing. What are you going to say over me next? Come on, I'm going to keep talking here until you say something that's over me.
Deducting points next time he does it.
No post this week, but we did have a comment from Boatman on YouTube. Hello to you, Boatman. I really hate the crappy quiz. It is total self-absorbent nonsense. It gives too clear a view of their real personalities.
Wow.
Self-absorbent.
What does that mean? That's like
it's what this conversation is. Sort of. Thank you very much, Boatman. More hate, please, on YouTube, on the comment section, and we'll read them out next week. Round one is the boring questions round. Never multiple choice. Question one for you, Tommy. Playing Argentina in rugby always brings us back bad World Cup memories, with 2015 the latest miserable moment in our history of quarter-final failure. But can you name either of Ireland's try scorers on that bad, bad afternoon in Cardiff 3 years ago?
Luke Fitzgerald?
Correct. Who was the other one? Anyone?
Jordy Murphy?
Jordy Murphy, exactly. Oh. Our only two try scorers that day, 2015. Question one for you, Adrian. Name the easternmost team playing in this year's Champions League.
This is ridiculous.
Geography King, Adrian Barry. Will he fail at the first hurdle?
Yes, he will.
Geography King, Adrian doesn't even know if he's from Connacht or Leinster.
I know exactly where I'm from. It's other people have the issues with it.
Point.
Is he from Connacht?
You're a provincial fluid, I think is the technical term.
Tommy gets it a minute later.
I'm loving it, JP. I'm
going to need an answer, Adrian.
Yeah, come on.
I have no idea. CSKA Moscow.
No. Second closest, in fairness. It's Shakhtar Donetsk, and followed by CSKA and Lokomotiv. After that, anyone want to guess?
Red Star Belgrade.
No, Galatasaray. Oh. Question number one for you, Jer. Aaron Rodgers once again became the NFL's highest paid player ahead of this season, taking in an expected Packer salary of $66.9 million. But can you tell me who's the second highest paid player in the NFL right now? He's also a quarterback.
there was somebody in between Jimmy G and Aaron Rodgers.
Yep.
And that was...
Who is that person?
That was not Andrew Luck. That was...
That walking bag of cash.
Matthew Stafford?
No. Same first name, different surname. It's Matt Ryan.
Balls.
That is a zero for you, Jer. So Tommy goes into round two in a 1-0 lead. Last
tough
week's
over here,
champ,
isn't it?
Which we actually never got to at the top of the show, actually.
Oh, that's right.
Last week's champion, Tommy Rooney, cheated.
So the title goes to me.
We will not deduct the title until Tommy issues an apology. We haven't brought the video today because we said we don't need to actually bring the video for Tommy to apologise. We need a full-up apology from you on the crappy quiz next week. You can go back and look at the footage yourself.
I'm on holidays next week. I did not cheat.
We got it.
Well, anybody can
I love
that
Owen gets totally stumped. Oh, okay.
Watch last week's crappy quiz back, and the first thing you'll see is Tommy really looking into my sheet. But
at what time?
Like 0000 at the very start of the quiz.
The very start of the quiz.
Yeah.
Well, you've been.
And what can
I
say in the very start of the quiz apart from the intro sheet?
No, there is no intro sheet in last week's crappy quiz.
So I'm just looking this way.
Yeah, you have a quick look, and you will be deducted last week's championship.
No, but we can't wait for him to accept his punishment.
Well, like,
that's
I
not
think
the way
no,
it works.
But I didn't cheat.
So I'm willing to wait if we get an appropriate apology.
Well, we won't get an apology. We won't get an apology. So
we need to start apologising for some of the horrendous stuff that happens on this particular segment. Mm. And I think Tommy Rooney apologising for that would be our first
very
step.
Very self-absorbent. Absorbent.
Do I not get a chance to put my case forward that I actually didn't cheat? Like, what answer did I cheat on?
The first question. Answer that you got correct, remember. You got it in suspiciously quick time as well.
And that's, I remember saying, did you read that?
I remember
you
saying
you cheated.
This is stupid.
We're going to have to leave that be for this week.
Cheat with Luke Fitzgerald there at the top as well. I can't believe anything more about this quiz.
This is really stupid, lads.
Round number two, with Tommy in a 1-0 lead, is the red versus blue round. It's the Manchester Derby this weekend. United versus City, Oasis versus the Stone Roses, red versus blue. This round will challenge your knowledge of the fixture and the teams. Question two for you, Tommy. In the 6-1 win for Manchester City in 2011, which of the following players did not score twice? A. Edin Dzeko, B. Mario Balotelli, or C. David Silva?
Edin Dzeko. Is that too quick as well?
It was.
David Silva.
It was Silva, yeah. Balotelli, of course, scored twice.
Oh, Tommy.
Question two for you, Adrian. Who scored the most goals in the Manchester Derby? Bobby Charlton, Sergio Aguero, or Wayne Rooney? You like to contemplate over questions quite a bit. Do you actually formulate better answers?
Just see different names there.
Overweight, or what's the story?
Just trying to tease it out on. That's really it. Trying to.
What are you teasing out? You can talk through your.
Give the question due consideration, due deference.
Do it out loud.
The quality of the question that it is. I'm going to go for.
The lottery.
Wayne Rooney.
Correct. See, your due deference paid off. And that is how you answer a quiz question. Wayne Rooney's got 11 goals, Charlton has 9, and Aguero has 8 in the Manchester Derby. Yeah, nodding in agreement with me there, Adrian. Question two for you, Jerp. The following players have been on the books for both Manchester clubs, but can you tell me which of them has made the least combined appearances for Manchester City and Manchester United?
In a derby? Or
overall. In all their
career. Hundreds of appearances.
Well, we'll see. None of these people have over 100 appearances.
I'm through that sheet, by the way.
Option number A, Owen Hargreaves, B, Peter Beardsley, or C, Mark Robbins. Who's made the least appearances in a Manchester United / City jersey?
They both played for both clubs?
Yes. Some of them played less than others.
Beardsley.
Correct. Correct. Kanchelskis played well over 100, but
you're trying to see if you can see.
It's not my question.
Beardsley didn't.
There's answers on the sheet.
Team game for Man United.
What's that?
Beardsley didn't really play any first team games for Man United.
Yeah, he didn't play at all for Manchester United.
A
zero appearances. Six. All of his six appearances for both clubs came for Manchester City. Owen Hargreaves had 28, and Mark Robbins had 50.
Owen Hargreaves only played 28 games for Manchester United in his career.
Yeah, and got 27 for Manchester United, one for Manchester City. Right. Was it one? Yeah, one. Round three is the who's younger round. In this round, we'll give you the name of two sports people. All you've got to do is tell me who's younger. I know it's a complicated one. Question three for you, Tommy. Who's younger, David Clifford or Declan Rice?
I think Rice was born in February. Rice. Declan Rice?
No, David Clifford. David Clifford is 19. He was born on January the 22nd, 1999. Rice was born on January 14th, the very same year, so only 8 days separating them.
All right.
Question three for you, Adrian. Who's younger, Paul Scholes or Gary Neville?
It's a potluck, isn't it? Like, younger Paul Scholes and Gary Neville.
Is this your inner monologue finally becoming external?
I'm just trying to think. I mean, I'm not sure there's any factor that's going to. I don't think there's any factor that's going to allow me to be able to pinpoint one of these or the other, really. So, on that basis.
Here comes the guess. Wayne Rooney.
I'm going to go for
Bobby Charlton.
Come on.
Paul Scholes.
Yes. Gary Neville. Gary Neville's 43 years old. He was born on November 16th, 1974.
Well, thanks for giving me the point anyway, Owen.
Apologies. That was Paul Scholes, born on November 16th, 1974.
Give me a one. Oh, sorry, yeah, no.
Oh, the other shoot.
That's your total score. Bulger's the next question. Neville was born on February 18th, 1975. Good thing I didn't say something else there. Question three for you, Ger. Who's younger, Alex Ferguson or Jim Bulger?
Like, you actually just gave him the answer.
He has.
Gave him the answer because you read the
Bulger.
Second name.
This is
you
so
read the second name.
This is so Bulger.
It's Ferguson.
That is ridiculous. And I'm getting accused of cheating last week.
You explained the methodology of where the names are written.
I knew that.
Tell us the difference then. How do you know it? It's like a total guess. It's like there's nothing else about it.
So, I mean,
I bet there's like 4 days between them or something.
We had Jim Bulger in studio one time for a.
And you said, oh, are you older or Alex Ferguson?
Am I going to get to see this footage? Last week.
Paid attention.
Eventually.
So me looking in your direction right now, do you think I can see that sheet?
Yeah, probably.
No, but you weren't looking in his direction. You were looking at the sheet.
We parked last week.
I was looking in the corner.
We did park last week because we're not going to reach a resolution on this. We'll reach a resolution once we get a written apology from you and we can read it out to the people. Alex Ferguson is younger than Jim Bulger. Alex Ferguson is 76 years old. He was born on December 31st, 1941. Bulger was born on Christmas Day, 1941. There's your first bit of trivia.
How many people did you have to Wikipedia before you... Like, how did you... Did you just rip that off another website?
No, I looked it up on Wikipedia myself. That's hard work.
What's the difference in age?
6 days.
Okay. It was pretty much 6 days between the three of them.
Pretty much, because, you know, if it wasn't 6 days, it was 8 days of a difference between them, Adrian would be complaining about, you know, inequality in the quiz.
Fair point.
So, you know, keeping the integrity.
A brilliant round, Owen. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Shit round.
Round number four is going to get better. It's the fun-free magic number round. Contestants get 3 points for getting the number exactly right. If no one manages that, the nearest contestant who doesn't go bust gets 2 points. The second closest gets 1 point. Again, I'm going to have to state that we can only accept the answer that's written on your paper. I'm also going to have to ask for your pens once the music ends. So if you don't mind, give me the following number. The number of Limerick players on the PWC GPA GEA All-Star Hurling Team of the Year 2018... plus the number of Premier League titles won by Jose Mourinho, plus the number of teams in total that play in the NBA, plus the number of medals Ireland won in total at the 2016 Olympic Games. Your 30 seconds expires when Sinatra sings Bright Shiny Beads.
Just medals.
Medals, yeah.
Not names.
So the number of Limerick All-Stars in the Hurling Team of the Year this year, plus the number of Premier League titles won by Jose, plus the number of teams that play in the NBA, and the number of medals Ireland won in Rio 2016. Again, I think all the pens are down. People are satisfied with their answers.
Not really.
It's going to be no complaints this week. Tommy, what have you got?
49.
26.
62.
It's 41. Adrian wins by virtue of the fact that he's 15 off.
Oh, my word.
Congratulations.
The NBA obviously shot me in the foot there.
How'd you get 60?
How many teams are in the NBA?
30.
I had 32.
Let's go through the answers. The first one was the number of Limerick players in the All-Star team.
I was sure there was way more NBA teams than there were NFL teams.
Six. Sean Finn, Richie English, Declan Hannan, Dan Morrissey, Keane Lynch and Graham O'Cahy.
So we got that right.
Six, the answer.
Number of Premier League titles won by Jose.
Oh, three. I know where I went wrong.
30 teams in the NBA.
Medals.
And how many medals?
Four?
Two. Annalise and the O'Donovans.
I wasn't even thinking.
So the answer was 41. So with 26 points, Adrian, you get yourself 2 points, right?
I think so,
2 points. So you're up to three. Ger, you're still on two. And Tommy, you're still on one. It's finally poised as we go into the final round, which, of course, is the rapid-fire round. Our winner tonight will be decided in the round that separates the men from the boys, the Joe Schmidts from the Joe Pescis. It's the no theme in particular. Ridiculously easy rapid-fire round. The score you get in this round will be added to your score in the previous round. There will be 40 seconds for everyone to answer from the same set of questions. We're going to start with the person with the highest number of points. That's you, Adrian. Then onto the person in second. That's you, Jer. And then onto the person in last. That's you, Tommy. If you get a question correct, I'll ask you another question and keep asking you questions until you get one wrong. Once you get a question wrong, I'll move on to the next person. And your incorrect answer also means the deduction of 1 point. Adrian, your time begins with a Kenny Cunningham. So I remember being in there once and giving it a big yank.
So I remember being in there once and giving it a big yank.
When is the next Winter Olympics? What year?
2019.
No, 2022. Paul Broderick plays for which county, Ger?
Leash.
No, Carlo. Who's the Manchester United club captain, Tommy?
Ashley Young.
No, Antonio Valencia. When did Cork last win a hurling All-Ireland, Adrian?
2005.
Correct. Who was the last Dublin manager before Jim Gavin to win an All-Ireland?
Pat Gilroy.
Correct. Lorenzo Insigne plays for which club?
Juventus.
No, Napoli. Which club plays at Bramall Lane, Ger?
Sheffield United.
Correct. Name the off-league football manager for next season.
Martin Time.
No, John Maughan. Who knocked Maughan and Hanada this year's summer football championship? This summer's football championship.
Rome.
Correct. What year did Hazeltine last host the Ryder Cup?
Yes.
2016. Adrian wins 3-1-0. He's done it again. Two in a row. Well, sorry, Tommy won last week, but we'll resolve all that on the next edition of Crappy Quiz that Tommy Rooney will feature in. He's off on holidays now. Congratulations, Adrian. In more ways than one. We'll see you in a few weeks' time. Tommy, we'll see you in a few weeks' time. Jer, we'll see you back in the hot seat here next week. Do you want to tell us what's coming up next on Off the Ball?
I think we've got some good quality, top quality guests from, you know, Guestland.
That's exactly what JP said into my ear. How did you manage to guess? The Off the Ball Crappy Quiz will be back on your YouTube screens and on your radio things from next Friday night at the same time. See you then. Bye-bye for now.